He made a way for us to come back. Where would we be? We'd be out in the world like with everybody else. That God, rich in mercy, came on the scene. How wonderful when you realize that your names are written on the Lamb's Book of Life. When you have a revelation, do you have a revelation of that today?
Amen.
Are you all keeping in the
Word?
Hello?
Word.
One more time?
Word.
Okay, now you're getting it. Praise the Lord. That's where we have to be. Day and night is to keep in the Word. Because you are truly written epistles. Read of all man. Your life. You are a living, breathing Bible. For the world to see your life, what you do, how you act, how you conduct yourself. Is that, as the prophet told us, you're the only Bible that some people will ever read. They don't even know what that is. But they see this message, the word of Christ, living through your life.
Amen.
I've got a lot of cleaning up to do. But I believe God is give us a revival. You believe that?
Amen.
Does he give you a revival?
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know that before, when we think of that, before there was even a world, before there was a cosmos, before there was a star, before there was Adam and Eve or anything, that you were in him.
Amen.
In that very beginning. It's more than my mind can comprehend that I was in him in the beginning. I was in his thoughts. And he just blew a body and I walked into it and here I am. You know what? We are the original time travelers.
Yeah. Amen.
I am. I'm just here for a small period of time. You know, they think they got Star Trek and woo, they got, It's like Brother Brandon says, we had a guy in space way before you guys had a guy in space. And we're just here. We're just pilgrims. We're strangers. We're here in a time. And God sent you on this earth for a small period of time to represent him, to worship him. And then you're just going to go right back with him again. What a blessed people that we are. Just for that small period of time. And life's short. Life's quick. It goes very quickly. And if he's coming for a bride, that's what our duty is. And that's what we're here today for, is to get prepared for that. Because that we are free moral agents, that we have a right to make up our decision. He called us, but he did predestinate us.
Yeah.
But we're here to get our lives right before Christ. And we see what he's doing. You see what he's doing? He's giving us revival. He's giving us this time. And what is we've been talking about? What's the revival for?
Yeah.
It gets the trash out.
Amen.
Has anybody got any trash to get out?
Amen.
Oh, if you didn't raise your hand, then you don't realize we all got trash to get out. I got a lot still, but I'm working on it. I'm doing the best I can, day and night, because he does abide within me. But we have, brothers and sisters, this morning, as I was praying, getting ready to come to service this morning, I started thinking about how the Lord's been dealing with us and showing us that we see the unity amongst the believers of the bride of Jesus Christ in the time that we're living in. For we know we're at the end. We know all things have been fulfilled before our very eyes. The word has been fulfilled.
Amen.
Jesus is coming for a bride. And he said that bride was without spot or wrinkle. Nothing. He said he wanted this church to be in such a place that a sinner walks in that door, he feels guilty. That the Holy Spirit dealing in and amongst his people. So the little things that so easily beset us has to get out of the way. And in these last messages, you can see what we've been hearing. That's what the prophet of God is telling us. Get those things out of the way. We have to love one another. There's a little illustration that I give the children sometimes that it is like at Stillwater's camp. Did you ever get that little bitty rock in your shoe? Have you ever had that in your shoe and you're walking to get it and, you know, so crazy. You'll shake your shoe around and it's hurting. And then all at once the stone comes back in. You shake a little bit more. You'll kick your foot a little bit. Get that little bitty stone out of your shoe. It drives you absolutely nuts. It does me. And it's like, oh man, I kick it around and kick it around. Why don't I just simply take off my shoe and get that stone out and I can go around my way? And that's the things that so easily beset us in our lives. Take the shoe off. Get rid of that rock. Get rid of it. You got something against somebody in this room? You got somebody against somebody else? You know, I hear and see people as like, you know, yeah, I went to the store. Well, they turned my head. They weren't going to talk to me. You think you're going to do that in heaven? I'm going to talk to him. I don't think that's going to happen over there. Do you?
No.
It isn't. We need to love one another. If you got something against somebody, get it out of the way. Brother Branham taught us the only thing that will enter in there is what?
Love.
Perfect love. To love one another. Those things don't bother you no more. You get rid of them. We got brothers and sisters. We need to love one another. Love this word. Stay in the word constantly all the time. And if we do, then those things that so easily beset us, they just melt away. Melt away. Praise the Lord. We were here. Hopefully we're here, but it's a long ways to go up there. But that's what brings us here together, is to hear that word. And that's what the bride does, is feed upon the word. Because we believe that this message is the message that does what? Perfects the bride of Jesus Christ. Do you believe it is the living word of God?
Amen. Amen.
I'm so happy to be identified and to be here with you this morning. Under expectations.
Amen.
You've come prepared.
Amen.
Ready to hear the word.
Amen.
When you do, then you're going to get it. If you come this morning, like the prophet said, to see something to criticize, you'll see it. But if you come to get a blessing and to get something from God, you're going to get it. And I don't want not one of you to be the same person today that walked through that door as the door as you walk out that door this afternoon. Have that in your heart. Lord, I want to be a different person. I want to be more like you, Lord. I want to be more sincere. I want to be just more like you. I want the world to see you in me. Is that the desire of your heart today? Amen. Amen. Let's just stand as we invite him to have a word of prayer. As we bow our heads this morning. It's always so wonderful to come to this part. Because there's nothing greater than to call upon his name, invite him to come here to be with us. And to feel his presence with us is the greatest thing there is. It's the most important thing of the day to me. So when I get down on my knees in the morning and I speak to him, it's like, Father, be with me today. Wherever I go, whatever I do, Lord, I want you first in all things, Lord. Let nothing else be in the way, Lord. Take all of me, what I am, and take it away, Lord. Just you. That's the only thing that I want is you, Lord. To be like you, Lord. Father, I try, I stumble, I'm up, I'm down, I make mistakes. But thou knowest my heart. And down in my heart, I know I'm a son or daughter of God. I know without a doubt that you saved me. You died upon a cross for me, Lord. And my sins were taken away. Though I fail, I hold on to the cross with everything that I have, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me to be like you. Every day, that's my prayer. Every day before I do anything, speak to him first. But we want to invite him to be with us today. And to come so that we can worship him. We can speak to him. And he knows that we are a needy people. We each have requests upon our hearts. I want you just to make it known to him by raising your hand and saying, Lord, you know my request. I'll raise my hand up to you. You know what I have need of. Grant it, Lord. According to the word, if you ask it and you believe it, you can have it. There's only one thing God can't do. He can't fail. God can't fail. We fail, he can't. But underneath each hand, that request, he's here today to give you that which you have need of. You're going to get it. I guarantee it. Because he promised it. So he'll give it to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So as we just sing the song, the welcoming and the worshiping, hold that request and just reach out and touch him as he goes by, because he's going in and out of the aisles right now. You feel him, you know that he's here. And if we could just open up our eyes, it's like, man, if I could open up my eyes and if I seen Jesus, what would it do to you? Well, if you opened up your eyes, he's here. He's here moving in and out to answer your request. So let's just sing that little song to him as he goes by.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. By this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
We can just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, what an honor it is to come before you, Lord.
O God, the creator of heaven and earth, Lord, to put everything in its place. God, you sent your Son, Lord, the Lord Jesus, to die on a cross for us, shed your blood to purchase our salvation, to purchase our healing. And Lord, as your prophet said, there's a checkbook. Lord, throughout life's journey, Lord, your blood purchased it, Lord. Thank you, Father. For each hand that was raised, these prayer requests that's been laid upon this pulpit, Lord, we place them before you. And Lord, we just want to give you thanks for doing this, for completing the work. It's a finished work in you, Lord. And we love you today. We invite you into this building, Lord, to just speak to us and minister to us, Lord, the things that we have need of. And Lord, we might think that we know what we need, but Lord, there might be something that we're not aware of. So Lord, we just place our entire being on your altar, Lord. We just want to be consumed, every bit of us, every part of us, Lord, because we want to be completely yielded to the Holy Spirit, leading and guiding and directing our lives, Lord, for what you have in your own great plan. Thank you, Lord. We commit it all to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Let's sing this little song. For he is Lord. He is Lord.
So glad your mercy
so glad you found me.
And what did he do?
And you set me free. So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours.
Let's hum it to him one time, just a little soft and wise here. So glad I'm yours. Your mercy and grace to me, Lord. It's always followed me, Lord. When I was at my lowest, Lord, you were always there. But you found me, Lord. And you set me free. You're free this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, it's so good to be free. Important part of our service now is to hear the word. That's what's brought us here together. We've done all the things that we've had to do. We've done all our singing. We've prayed. We've welcomed him and we've worshiped him. Now it's to settle down and get everything out of our mind. Just open up our hearts to hear the word, to feast upon the word. Is this spiritual food in due season to you? Do you believe this message with all of your heart?
Amen.
Do you believe that that Holy Spirit is here today?
Amen.
Do you believe he's going to speak to your heart?
Amen.
Then get ready to hear that word.
Praise the Lord.
That blessed word. He saved you. He predestinated you. He put your name on the Lamb's Book of Life before there was a world. He knew you was going to be standing here today. He knew you were going to be here to hear this word. He knew it before there was even a molecule in the air. He knew it. He knows who you are because you are part of him. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. To have a revelation of this message, to have a revelation that God sent a prophet in this last day. Many hear, but they don't have a revelation, and you have a revelation. So we want to welcome Brother Branham to come to this pulpit this morning to bring us the words of eternal life as he gets his bride ready, as we recognize who we are. Let us just sing our national anthem to welcome him as he comes and brings us the message.
Only be.
Once again, it's such a privilege for me and an honor to stand here to welcome God's prophet to the pulpit, to bring us the message, the Lamb's Book of Life, which he preached here in Jeffersonville on June 3rd, 1956. And as we believe, September the 27th, 2015, this day. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. It's a privilege to bring Brother Branham to the pulpit. God bless you, Brother Branham. Morning,